Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio, coming to you again on ESPN 95.3 Chattanooga. We're going to be talking today about those wonderful tax credits and rebates. So, getting right into it, one of the things that's out there, the biggest, baddest thing on the market is the federal government is offering all kinds of incentives. And the biggest one is a 30% tax credit for next year's taxes. Unfortunately, at the end of last year, we were booked up and folks started calling in December wanting that tax break for this year. Well, unfortunately, it takes about 30 days to get through the process of getting the permits, getting the project set up, designed, and ready to go. Then it takes about another 30 days to get it installed. So we're looking anywhere from 60 to 90 days out. So anything you do this year is going to be your tax credit for next year. So Ray, when it comes to that 30%, what does that apply to?
So 30% applies to anything that you need to get your solar done within reason. So, you know, it's not going to replace your $50,000 roof when you're installing a $10,000 solar array. It's not going to cover rewiring your entire house for, you know, 50 grand when you're putting in a $10,000 solar array. But anything within reason, roofing, electrical work, and then the solar bill. So what we normally do is we contract the roof, any kind of electrical that needs to be done to increase the integrity or even make solar possible. And then we roll that into your one bill and you're able to get a 30% tax credit for the whole thing. If you're a business, then you get 30% tax credit as well as depreciation. That's not even going on to the new stuff that's coming very soon and even available for some other businesses like nonprofits, you know, that they're able to get cash back.
Which is always a good thing. Yeah, you know, and when it comes to the nonprofits, there's a lot of nonprofits in the area. Please support them. And when it comes to getting the cash back, they do get the same 30%. The only difference is next year, instead of filing for taxes, you have to file a form pre-taxes, and you send it in, give them all the receipts from the cost of the installation of your solar system, batteries, whatever you need, and then you get 30% of whatever you spent in cash. It's a nice direct deposit.
And again, that's for nonprofits. For taxable entities, like most consumers and businesses, it's 30% tax on the whole system, and that goes against your tax bill. So that's money that you don't have to pay Uncle Sam.
Yes. And then the next question people say is, well, what if I can't use that much in 1 year? The answer is you do get 5 years to use all of that. So if you can use, you know, 20% a year, that'll cover you in 5 years. That's 100% of it. So definitely talk to your tax person. And if you don't know one, let us know. We know a few that'll help you out on the tax incentive side.
Yeah, more and more tax people are getting familiar with the solar tax credit as more people get it. the depreciation, MACRS depreciation accelerated. More are getting familiar with grants and how that is actually considered income, taxable income for some. If it is a grant for a non-tax entity, then that's even better for them because then they get the tax credit as cash and a grant as cash. They wouldn't really take advantage of the depreciation. So that's where, you know, talking with us or your tax guy or finding a solar company in your area, if we're not there, that knows what they're talking about, knows about the tax credits, knows about pricing, and can do the whole job and consult you that way.
Absolutely. You know, one of the other things is there are smaller additional incentives that are potentially out there. And one of those is if you live in an area that had a coal-fired power plant, electric plant, that has shut down since 2009, you could be eligible for an additional 10% tax credit. But we have to go to the maps, zone you in, and make sure you're in the right place. But for the average person, the easiest thing to do, and it's a person, it's a business, it's agricultural, it's pretty much anybody, it's a 30% federal tax credit. It's very easy to do. You know, we get you the sales bill, and when we do a quote for you, it tells you exactly how much you're eligible for right off the bat. So this way you can start making that plan. So a lot of people will either use that tax credit to offset your taxes. Okay, so once you offset your taxes, you're going to have extra cash in hand. We highly recommend you pay off solar or pay off other debts to make it easier on you. And you can also do some of those other projects that are energy efficient, windows, doors, roof, those kind of things that we're talking about. So let's get into that roof a little bit more. When we do a quote and an estimate and come out to visit, tell us some of those things you're looking for and what you do if, and some of the basic roof problems that we see most often.
Well, first, we try not to be the roofing company. So I usually let people lead us that way because I really am not the guy that's going to go out there and try to sell you 10 things. Okay, we are the solar company. We outsource the roofs to a licensed contractor, bonded, insured, licensed contractor that specializes in roofs. They don't do electrical work. They don't do solar. We do the solar. We also have licensed electricians on staff, so we can do the electrical, but we usually outsource the electrical too. This way we keep everybody in their zone and we can control that. So when I get to a home, and 90% of the time the customer is going to suggest to us, you know, hey, I've been looking at a new roof. They've got a reason why they're doing that. Either insurance claim, damage, or they just simply want a new roof. It's not really for us at that point to make the suggestion, hey, it looks like you need a new roof. You know, if we're standing there looking at it and the customer says, hey, yeah, I want to put it on this south face roof and I see that the shingles are gone and you can see wood, yes, I will definitely suggest that our guy will come out and give an estimate. But usually we don't lead with that. Most roofs with people that are calling in, and again, sometimes assuming that people are in the know is not good, but I go out with the assumption that if somebody wanted a new roof, they're going to talk about it, that they know that solar usually goes on a roof, not buried under the ground. So when I show up, you know, they will at that point make the suggestion or even ask me, hey, do you think my roof is good? Boom. Now it's an opening question. I'm not going to lead with that when I show up and the roof looks good. So we try to stay away from that. And I'll have my estimator come out from the roofing company, give them an estimate, and usually send it directly to them. This way they can see it right there, what material is going to be used, get to know the roofing contractor, and then we do the same thing for electrical.
Which is the best way to do it. We take care of the electric, we take care of the solar, we let our roofers do the roof. That's what they're best at, and that's what we like them to do. But these are all things that are out there that we can help you with. So when we're talking about other parts of the tax credits, when most people get the tax credit, what are they looking for? What are they looking at to do with that tax credit?
Well, most of the time it's an ROI conversation. Okay. So if you're a W-2 employee, which most of us are, okay, you're getting X amount of money every week. You might think you're making $1,000 a week, but it's $750 after taxes, right? So you're paying that tax in, and at the end of the year you do your taxes, and if you're lucky, you get a tax return. Okay. So if you have a $10,000 tax credit, the way that you do that, and again, I'll preface this with speak with your tax attorney or your tax man, not Ray with Scenic City Solar, exclusively. But if you have a $10,000 tax credit in your W-2, what you would do is you would change your tax form to include the amount of credit that you have so that their accountant where you work will make those deduction corrections. So if you have 10,000 divided by 52 weeks, this is how much money less they're going to take out of every check, for all intents and purposes. If you own your own business, you take a K-1 or any kind of distribution, it's a lot easier mathematically to do it. You make $150,000 a year, you owe 30%, you owe $45,000. You have a $10,000 tax credit, you only owe $35,000. Simple, end of story. That extra $10,000, what do people do with it? All sorts of randomness. But what most people do is they put that towards just more solar. You know, they'll get through their season and they'll say, okay, I've got that extra 10 grand that I didn't have to pay this year. What can I get with it? It'll either be a battery or solar or that generator that they were waiting for. A lot of people do things in stages, not all at once. So being able to rationalize that, apply that towards an ROI really helps, because a lot of people are concerned with ROI. And, you know, it's almost funny, but you don't hear ROI when they're buying a car, when they're buying the pool, when they're buying the heater, the AC unit, the refrigerator, the oven, the stove, the new pavement, anything, the roof, that you don't hear about that. So it's been somehow systematically implanted in everybody's head that solar has to have an ROI to be good, which is not true. Solar is going to offset your power, make your home more efficient. You get monitoring so you can see how much power you're using at what time. You can limit your power, add a battery to it, offset your bill completely, and have power for an outage. The first time you have an outage and your fridge and freezer and that deer you just shot last month doesn't go rotten, that is an ROI. It's hard to put a dollar amount on it.
It is. And, you know, we talked about power outages and battery backups many, many times on this show. Please go back and look and listen and catch up on all the old shows because there's a lot of good information in them. But today we're trying to focus a little bit on those tax credits, and we're also going to get into the grants. One of the big things with our farmers or people that are in a rural energy access zone can qualify for the REAP grant, Rural Energy Access Program grant, which is up to 50%. And that, again, we're seeing the exact same thing for usages where a lot of these folks are getting big projects, and I mean really big, really expensive projects, and getting a lot of money back. And sometimes they'll take out a loan, and then they'll put in the loan that once their grant comes in, it automatically pays off that loan. It's direct deposited to pay that loan. And that is really something that's very important and a smart idea.
Yeah, so, you know, they get a normal chicken farmer will get a $100,000 solar array, okay? Out of that $100,000, they get 30% tax credit. Boom. Okay, that's 30 grand. Then they get about $30,000 in depreciation. Now we're at 60. Then they get 50% as a grant. That is $110,000 out of the $100,000 they invested. With that system, they're saving, you know, $400 or $500 a month in power, increase the value of their property. It's got a warranty, it's licensed, it's insured, you have monitoring for it. If you ever want to sell your property, you've got a solar array that is cutting half the bill out. It's going to sell faster than the house next to it without solar. It is a great decision for any farmer, anybody in the USDA REAP zone to get solar. Not only because it offsets your bill and is a green product, but because you get all of your money back in the first year.
Yeah, that's absolutely just crazy when you do the math. And when when you get a quote from us, it'll show all of these numbers on there, what your total cost is, what the depreciation is, what the grant is, what the tax rebate is, and it'll show you. Right off the bat, you know, it's just astounding when you look at these kind of things. We do have to tell you, you do need to have some upfront, and you have to pay for it upfront, and then you get everything back. So it's kind of slide a hand, slide the money over here, slide the money over there, and as it comes back, you immediately pay that off. And that's just unbeatable to have something like that. So we got about 1 minute left of wrapping things up. Ray, what else would you like to say to folks who are contemplating, or maybe they don't understand that tax credit or how they could use it?
I hate being like the Google king, but Google it if you can't pick up a phone and call Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500. We can set you straight, give you some good links. You know, not everybody trusts the guy on the phone, even though we are local. So we give you a couple links, some avenues to look at the tax credits. It's pretty dang black and white, 30% federal tax credit. It is at the national level, regardless of where you live.
It's great. And those things are easy to find, sceniccitysolar.com. We do have it online. You can look at us. You can look up all these things. It's very, very simple and very straightforward. So, unfortunately, it's come to that time of today where we have to say, this has been Kevin.
And Ray. Y'all have a good day now.